program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Happy Veterans Day to all of you. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome aboard. We've got the Veterans Day special. As a matter of fact, it's 10% off site-wide at the Power Mall, which excludes dropship products. And, of course, we're thanking all of our veterans for their service as well by playing the anthems for each one of the four major services. If you didn't recognize that, that's what it was. Winter Wellness Bundle offer, yes, we have it. OptiVita will send you two boxes of silver lozenges. Actually, we will, but they're OptiVita products. And we'll send you a bottle of vitamin C and a bottle of vitamin D, all for the sale price of $53, which means that if since the bundle retail is $70.90, you save a little extra, and you get to add the silver gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita silver liquid at 10 part per million to complete your Winter Wellness Bundle. And, of course, when you buy the Sun Air Purifier, we have another little special. And that's a dropship product, so you don't get the Veterans Day special on that. But you do get two free bottles of Tranquil when you buy one. And, of course, we just updated the Power Mall catalog. If anybody would like to buy one by mail, you can call Power Mall J, Power Hour J. She has so many hats, I just don't know which hat she's wearing at any given moment. But her number is 877-817-9829, for those of you who haven't memorized that number by now. And, of course, we're proud to partner with the Genesis Gold Group. The battle, of course, and the reason why we partnered with them is because there is a battle between currency, man-made paper, and gold and silver. M1, M2, and M3, which have zero intrinsic value. They all have extrinsic value because we, the people, give it extrinsic value. When the will of the people decides no, then they're worthless. You remember post-World War II, the Weimar deal, you know, where it took a whole wheelbarrow full of Deutsche Marks just to buy a loaf of bread? Yeah, hyperinflation. Thank you to man-made currency. always leads nations down the path to increase war, greed, and ultimate collapse. That's why the Genesis Gold Group believes in empowering faith-driven stewardship with gold and silver, which are an integral part of a balanced portfolio. We're all about solutions, and protecting your finances with precious metals is one of them. It's never been more crucial, especially today. With a combined 50-plus years of experience in the precious metals industry, you can let your Genesis Gold Group representatives, which are experts in their field, guide you through the simplicity of asset protection and growth with a Genesis Gold IRA. For those of you who want to hold gold and silver coin or platinum and palladium coin, they've got those too. They'd be happy to hook you up with them. Rather than keep your money in the mattress, which doesn't really have much value, all it is paper, folks. Get a hold of GenesisGoldGroup.com on their website. Email them at info@GenesisGoldGroup.com or call the gold experts at 1-800-200-GOLD. 1-800-200-GOLD. 4653 of those last four digits for those of you making a note. And, of course, yesterday we had a phone call from somebody that was, had a little issue with Heaven's Harvest. It was nothing about the food. It was the way it was delivered. Well, we are all about solutions here, and I immediately during the break called Clayton Llewellyn, and I let him know we had gotten this phone call from Wanda in Texas. And she apparently is living in a very bad neighborhood and doesn't like the fact that, you know, she's had her car stolen, her house, you know, stuff stolen, tools stolen. She apparently has some riffraff living in her neighborhood, and she didn't want to let everybody know that she was a prepper. Well, some of you may be in that situation as well, and Clayton Llewellyn came up with a solution. First off, he told me, he said, Dave, he says, I'm going to be honest with you, because we're all transparent here. He said, we have had 12 complaints about the very same thing that Wanda just complained about in 10 years of shipping Heaven's Harvest food. 12 complaints. And he said, what we do is if you are in a situation like that and you don't want it advertised, all you have to do is call them at 1-800-516-4773 instead of going online to heavensharvest.com and ordering online. Call them directly at 800-516-4773. Give them the Power Hour code for 5% off your purchase and tell them, look, I live in a really seedy neighborhood. I mean, they're stealing Amazon packages off our porch, and I really don't feel comfortable having a box with all the labels on them. And tell them by phone, please cover up the labels. They'll do that for you. That's our solution. So don't worry about ordering if you're in a situation like that. See, that's why I have a mail stop, because that way I can hold somebody accountable and I don't have to worry about people stealing stuff off my porch. They'd be lucky to even get in the yard before the dog gets them. Anyway, such is life. Heaven's Harvest, the reason we partner with them is because they don't load down their kits with all this junk. And by that, I mean juice and drink mixes that everybody else does, because that's how they bulk it up. They make it look, oh, look at all the stuff I got. How much chocolate pudding do you think you can eat in one sitting? I mean, seriously, there's, you know, bags of that, bags of orange drink mix, bags of containers, a number. I mean, if you want to buy a number 10 can of orange drink mix, fine, go ahead. But the thing is, they don't load you down with that stuff. And they don't load you down with rice and beans. Truth bomb! As a matter of fact, Clayton said, go to Walmart and buy it there. Yeah, I've got family members that are buying, you know, like 100 pounds, I heard this morning, of rice and beans in sealed airtight containers. And they're going to buy another 100 pounds. Rice and beans, you know, because that stuff keeps forever. And you don't have to do it. We don't want to load you down with that stuff at Heaven's Harvest. We want to give you a good, balanced portfolio of meals. Seriously. And don't take our word for it. Make the comparison. Look at the contents of the kits online at heavensharvest.com. You're going to be pleasantly surprised by the food variety and serving sizes. I mean, I can at least, in my house, get at least two meals out of a package. Sometimes three. Just depends on what it is that you're fixing. I know the cheddar broccoli soup went real quick. That stuff was good. Except I used 5 cups of water instead of 6. Because you can always add, but you can't subtract. So just remember that. We talk about viability of recipes. I mean, these are very viable. But like I said, you know, the manufacturers And there's a lot of them that manufacture. But the thing is, you got to look at the recipe and you got to test the recipe. And the time to do it is before you need it. And we hope you never do. That's another truth bomb. You're buying it just to have it, just in case. But when you look at what we just put out not too long ago, there was a News with Views opinion letter where one of the writers for News with Views, and they appreciate your donations as well, at newswithviews.com. If you go there, you can read the article about how much money you can save over the long term buying food storage. So if you're sitting there wrestling with the idea of, I don't want all this extra food in my house, I don't need it, you might think twice about that. They are ruining our economy. The fossil fuels are the least of our worries, folks. I mean, you look at what's going on over in Europe right now and the Dutch farmers protesting and everything else and what they're trying to do to our crops and how this food is just loaded with garbage and you could be growing your own. That's why Heaven's Harvest also sells seeds. Yeah. So you know how to get them and you know how to save 5% off your purchase. And for those of you who don't know, the Red Pill Fall Expo starts in Salt Lake City tomorrow, runs through Sunday. If you're planning on going, yes, you can still get your tickets at the last minute. It's at the Salt Palace Convention Center at the Salt Lake Marriott downtown at City Creek. You can use the code POWERHOUR for 10% off. And any of our partners that you want to shop with, all you have to do is go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab. By shopping with our partners, you're helping to keep the Power Hour on the air. Of course, we appreciate your donations. You can follow us in our newsletter and social media for Power Hour updates, news, and more. And we'll be having James and Angela Holland from the Set Apart Farms joining us in our next hour. Right now, it's news and open lines. And as far as Veterans Day, which it is, it's a holiday. Banks are closed. See, they always got to find a reason why they got to close. That's one of them. In honor of the veterans, there's 8 ways to say thank you to veterans on Veterans Day. Past and present. That's right. You can attend a Veterans Day event in your area, not just a picnic with friends, but an honest-to-goodness parade or service for veterans. As Roy Rogers said, we can't all be heroes. Someone has to sit on the curb and clap as they go by. Veterans Day is a good opportunity to do just that. You can donate to veteran-focused charities like the ones that we're going to have on in our next hour. Set Apart Farms. They are trying to build and provide free housing and assistance to U.S. veterans and their families facing homelessness during a medical recovery, especially. We had Alan Clark on yesterday, if you remember. If you haven't heard that interview, you need to listen to it. It's just dynamic as all get out. And he had both of his legs blown off in a mortar attack during Vietnam. Flying a flag correctly, that's a big thing. Don't let it drape on the ground. Don't drape it over the hood, top, or sides, or the back of a vehicle. Don't display it above any other flag. Keep it at the center when it's surrounded by other flags. Don't display a tattered or torn flag. You should dispose of it and get one and burn it, you know, preferably. And then never use a flag as apparel, bedding, or drapery. Oh, my God, can you imagine that? Robin Williams, grandma with a thong, a flag. Oh, my God, a flag thong, grandma with a thong. No. Can't happen. But, you know, he did that in Man of the Year. If you haven't seen that movie, you need to watch it. It's really good. Ask somebody about their service. If you know they've served, thank them. Ask them what they did in the military, how long they were in, what branch, why did they join that branch, what was their favorite moment. Don't talk about whether they killed anybody. Don't talk about their PTSD. You know, talk about the good stuff. And, of course, you can always join a group on the Soldiers Angels website. And don't confuse Veterans Day with Memorial Day. Memorial Day is to reflect and remember those who lost their lives in service to the country. Veterans Day is a time to thank those who are serving or have served and are still around to celebrate it. You can go to VA Hospital. That's another good way. And get outdoors with a veteran. Invite a veteran military family to explore National Park. Admission is free for all visitors on Veterans Day. Being outside helps improve physical and mental health, boosts emotional well-being. It's a great way to celebrate the day with a vet. Phil in Florida, what are you doing for Veterans Day?
Oh, listening to the Power Hour.
Thank you, sir. Dedicated listener.
There you go. I did want to talk about the the vaccine stuff, but if I could, a minute for the Veterans Day. And thank you for distinguishing between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Memorial Day is for the ones who didn't get the chance to become veterans, and it's a different thing. But our Central Florida chapter of Veterans for Peace got a column in the Orlando Sentinel back in 2014. I'd like to email it to you or Catherine.
Okay. If you email it to Catherine, that's going to be the best way. Support at thepowerhour.com. If you email it to her, we'll make sure to address it.
Okay. And, you know, the thing about thank you for your service and all that, I believe if we really want to do something, you know, we don't do enough of as far as thanking these veterans, is we the American people really need to work on exposing more, like your guest yesterday, how these wars are based on lies, you know, and not let another generation of young men and women be sent into another war based on lies. I mean, that would be the ultimate thank you and debt to our veterans, I believe, as far as fellow Americans, is not allowing any more wars based on lies. But I did want to talk about I was listening to the Richie Allen show, and he was talking about the you know, how the pharmaceutical companies got indemnity and all that. And I wanted to pose the question to you, Dave. Okay, so the pharmaceutical companies are not, you know, they're protected from liability for the harms caused by their harmful drugs. Is there a way to go after the people that gave them indemnity? Do you know what I mean? Who gives them indemnity?
Them indemnity? That happens by edict. It happens by congressional acts. So you go after if you call your congressperson or your senator, like Mr. Rubio, who just got reelected. I get it. You think you fall on deaf ears, but the thing is, somebody's going to answer to the COVID nonsense. You know that they're going to bring this up when they take over. And that's the big thing. We got so much in the COVID realm as far as news goes. That's probably my biggest peeve, is when you get lied to and they misrepresent what the drugs do or what they're intended to do, and they lie about it knowing that the drugs contain harmful things that could cause side effects. I think at that point in time, they need to be held liable when they lie about it. That's fraud, and it's criminal medical fraud on the American people. And I do think people need to go to jail. People need to be hung like they did in Nuremberg. I seriously think we need Nuremberg trials again, and we need to bring Pfizer, Moderna, and all their other executives, people from the FDA, the CDC, and we need to string them all up when it's all over, because you know we're going to find them all guilty. They all knew. Deborah Birx, Dr. Birx, you know, they lied to Trump, then they turned around and lied to the American people, and so they all need to pay. She did. She wrote a book, and she admitted to it all. I mean, she wants to make money off of it. Phil, come on. Now, you know, you and I both know, we're preaching to the choir out there.
Yes, but this is what I'm trying to, I did look up, and I'm sorry, I didn't get it back to y'all in the email, but that woman in Tennessee that was able to, the Adam Group or something, they were able to track the federal money that goes to the school districts and the hospitals, you know, for complying to the you know, you must use remdesivir, you must face mask your children, you know, that in order to get the money. There's tangible proof that I want to. I'll get that information to Catherine. Maybe this woman.
I'd love to have her on the show. Obviously,
yes. What was I going to say about the? They get away with everything. You know, George Carlin used to say when they asked him about 9/11, you know, and investigating themselves, you know,
not going to happen.
And, you know, I'm still waiting for the Republicans back in 2009 when they took the House back. to immediately repeal Obamacare. Was it 222? And then, and I'm still waiting for the Democrats back in 2007 to stop the war and immediately impeach Junior Bush. You know, impeachment's off the table.
I remember that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's both sides, man. Okay.
Yep. And not only that, Bill, did you know Mayorkas just told our border chief down at the border, down here at the southern border, to either resign or be fired?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, I'm dead serious. Oh, Daily Caller just reported
I missed
it.
That.
Oh yeah, Mayorkas. Yeah. Dorcas Mayorkas. That whole committee, and here's the thing. I'm gonna wonder. And see, here's the thing. Now there's some talk about Kevin McCarthy. If they don't get that 218 House majority, Kevin McCarthy could be booted as speaker. He's got a lot to worry about because the Freedom Caucus is very, very upset with him right now. And I'm always wondering, half these guys all say they're going to do stuff and they lie about it. And then when they get into Congress and they say, yeah, we're going to go and impeach Biden and impeach Harris and clean out the cabinet. And then they turn around, they get in there. It's business as usual. You know, and if this is the way it's going to be, we the people, No, I'm sorry. Then you got, see, if you don't donate to somebody's campaign and you don't vote for them, you can't call up and complain. It's one of these things where you're either supporting the status quo, or things are going to get so bad, instead of another January 6th, we're going to have an actual armed insurrection on Washington by several hundred thousand armed U.S. citizens that are going to go in there and take out the whole damn circus. Because that's all it is. It's a three-ring circus. These people need to watch themselves because they work for us. We don't work for them, Phil. You know that. I know that. Our listeners know that.
Yeah. Got to find a way to. I hear what you're saying, Dave. I read a piece from one of these veterans blogs and you know militias and all that, and they're saying, you know that's what they want. They want guys like them to take their AR-15s and go to Washington or what have you. And the guy said, no, that's what they want. We need to use the law. You know, and even though the charges are brought off and all that.
Phil, you use the law. The problem with the law is they're weaponizing the law. They're only prosecuting those. And, you know, when I get into the news segment on this after the bottom of the hour break, which we're at right now, I'm going to talk a lot about that. So we appreciate your call, sir. We are at the break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you, Phil, for your call. And we're looking forward to your email. In the meantime, stay with us because the news and the phone lines continue after the bottom of the hour break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. If you currently have an IRA or 401k, find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. As top economists continually warn us to brace ourselves, find out how to protect your portfolio today with our free definitive gold guide and create your own financial bunker safeguarding your IRA funds. Call right now at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Act now and learn how to protect your IRA and 401k today. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. That number again is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And welcome back to our second segment here on the Power Hour, 11:34 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday, Veterans Day, November 11th, 2022. And of course, Veterans Day is a good time to remember our freedom isn't guaranteed. It's protected by the men and women in our armed services. To those who secure our way of life, thank you. But one little caveat, today's military, as you heard yesterday on our show, is compromised. And retired Captain Alan Clark, who was with us on the show, who has prosthetic legs below the knees due to his mortar attack in Vietnam, very plainly put it, this woke garbage in our military is not helping. Nobody wants to come in because nobody wants to be woke and nobody wants the jab. Nobody wants CRT in the military. Nobody wants any of this crap. They don't want it. He very plainly said, this is what's wrong with our military right now. They're so vulnerable as it is with the people that are serving right now. And here I thought when I was in during Vietnam, it was a joke. I mean, half our unit was stoned the entire time we were in basic training, believe it or not. Yeah, a couple of our people in our platoon got hauled off to the stockade for dealing purple microdot. I mean, you know, here, you really think they wanted to go off to war and get killed? Yeah, this is a problem. And see, this book, Soldiers, Blood, and Bloodied Money, yeah, you need to look at the link and go get a copy of that book, because the stuff that he talks about in that book is going to blow your mind. When you get to page 109, baby, it's all over for you. Your mind is going to, you're going to look at the military in a whole different way, because they're being used. They're being used to play the games of the banks. That's what's going on in Ukraine right now. We've got all these drug labs. I mean, Alan Clark, a captain, retired captain, he brought it all up yesterday on the show. And if you missed it, you need to go listen to it and share it with everybody, right? Six local governments are now fighting Britain's central government in court after having hotels in their area flooded with migrants with minimal or even zero prior consultation. They just show up and say, okay, you're putting them all up. Thousands of migrants have reached the UK by paying criminal people smugglers to bring them across the English Channel in small boats, or by stowing them away in heavy good vehicles, now accommodated in often luxurious hotels at the taxpayer's expense. Some councils are attempting to stop the influx in court, complaining they're not being sufficiently consulted and the needs of their local authority areas have not been adequately accounted for by the central government under Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who is, by the way, an ex-Goldman Sachs hedge fund guy. Oh, you people do not know what you're in for over there. I feel sorry for those of you across the pond. I really do. A French general, Pierre de Villiers, who formerly served as chief of staff of the French Armed Forces, said the European nations, this war going on in Ukraine, is not in their best interests. And the continent has aligned itself too much with American interest on the issue. You see, they're already pushing back. Believe it or not, hey, what did you expect? You know, we have a bunch of warmongers in Congress, and if you voted them in, I'm sorry. We want to be at peace. We, by all rhyme or reason, are a peaceful, fun-loving society, and we'd like to get back to that. We have been so polarized now by so many different things. National Public Radio, believe it or not, they did the unthinkable. National Public Radio played a tape, an audio tape, of vacuuming and moaning of a DNC. For those of you who don't know what that is, dilatation and curettage, it's an abortion. And they played a video or an audio tape of it on the air. I would not even stoop that low. Seriously, but NPR would apparently, because they're woke. Aren't they being funded with taxpayer dollars? I mean, go figure. This, there, you know, everything is being weaponized. The media are being weaponized. And, you know, back channels like the Power Hour are about the only place that we can have this kind of meaningful discussion. 844-769-2944 is the number to call, because you can get in on it. We invite you to call. A German non-governmental organization called Ergowald, which monitors carbon emissions, presented a report at the COP27 climate summit in Egypt, where Biden is right now. Oh, they think he's the climate change hero. He reminds me of Homer Simpson. Durr. Bart. Yeah, Quijibo. That's what Bart called him. They were playing Scrabble, and Bart spelled Quijibo, and Homer's like, that's not a word. And Bart looks it up in the dictionary. He goes, yeah, it is, and he starts describing Homer. Fat, bald, data, ignorant. Homer's chasing him around the table, and Bart's yelling, Quijibo on the loose. Yeah, I mean, it's Feel Good Friday, too. I mean, we got to come up with something funny. So, I mean, can you imagine that? Somebody calling Biden Quijibo? Yeah. Think about that. Oh, these people are just begging to be made fun of. Here we have a vice president that can't complete a sentence without laughing. And now we've got Fetterslot, and he's going to be there, and he's just going to push the blue button every time that a vote comes up. He's going to vote for every single thing Biden wants him to vote for because he's like Scarecrow. He doesn't have a brain either. Wow. Got to love that. Yeah, we don't have any. I mean, most of the Congress that claims that they're like cowardly lions out there. Courage. They need courage. And they don't have it. They won't stand up the administration and say, you know what, Joe, I think you've served enough time here. You and your cabinet need to go. We're going to launch a full assault on your administration and impeach all of you and clean house and replace it with something that's never going to happen. Not. Because everybody, once you get there, you get corrupted and you see all the honoraria and all the money you can make. Isn't that wonderful? Just run for public office. Look at all the perks you get. Lifetime medical. Boy, if we took all that away and said, you're allowed one term, let's see what you can do. That's it. Just one term. Forget this two-term limit. No, one term, and you don't get any medical benefits. You can collect all the honoraria you want. Everybody thinks you're a buffoon anyway. Why they support you, I don't know. We have a one-party system that's not doing this country any good. And not only that, you want to know why the Democrats won? Scott Adams, a Dilbert cartoonist, also known for his second career as a political pundit, argued that a big factor in the Democrats' strong performance in the midterms was TikTok, which is owned by China. And why? Because they influenced women on abortion. And you wonder why single, unmarried women came out in droves? These people, what are they going to be? Old maids, old hags when they grow up? What are they going to do? Just lay on their backsides and spit out one fetus, aborted fetus after another? Well, you know, I mean, if you don't know this, in this midterm election, multiple states voted to legalize abortion. Michigan, California, and Vermont approved state constitutional amendments that protect abortion rights. Voters in Kansas voted to preserve. Kentucky, they're fighting to restore abortion across the Commonwealth. Wow. You know, you got to wonder about some of these states and about, you know, the gene pool out there. I sometimes, you know, and see, then you got that argument about my body, my choice. And see, they forced you to get the jab. If you worked for the government or you worked in a hospital, you had to get the jab. Or the military, you had to get the jab. And if you didn't get the jab, you either quit or were fired. You know, but then, wait a minute, abortion, that's a whole different thing. My body, my choice? Nah. As Andy Looney used to say, I don't think so. You ever wonder how far up Tali Savalas and Yul Brynner watch their foreheads? I wonder about that sometimes. Yeah. Remember that Andy Looney on 60 Minutes? Yeah. Gotta love it. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. Or good afternoon, I guess your time. How you doing?
Hey, happy Veterans Day, Dave.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. I liked what you said about the questions to ask veterans. I like to answer one. I put on the uniform dress jacket I was issued when I was 17 and 69 today.
And you did.
I went to a community center veterans breakfast.
Oh, really good sweet. For
way
you.
Way out in the hills where I lived in 69, and I left there to the Army. I went to Nam, and I like the one you asked, or you could ask, what's your favorite duty station? And when I got hit in Nam and shipped back to the States, they put me in the Presidio Hospital in Frisco. And I healed up, and I told them, I'm a medic. Can I get a job here? And they put me on board there at the Presidio. So I was downtown Frisco for a year. Wow. Man, was that beautiful back then.
At the time, it was.
Oh, yeah. What was your favorite duty station, Dave? What was your MOS?
Army Security Agency. Top Secret
ASA.
Crypto. ASA, that's right. Another stupid asshole. That's what they used to call it. ASA.
You get trained.
I'm talking military talk here, Kevin. I was supposed to go to the Presidio at Monterey for defensive language school, and I was in right during the tail end of NAM, and they canceled my MOS, and they said, you have two choices, cook school or the motor pool. And I went, really? And the Filipino guy that was processing me said, hurry up, I got to go to lunch. And I'm like, wow, dude, this is my future. This is my future. And I said, you want me to cook or drive a Jeep for a CO for the next 3 years on base? That's it. You see, they already knew we were leaving. They already knew we were leaving. I got out right as we were leaving NAM. And they said, fine, you're out of here. Go. You're out of here. I was 2 weeks out of Tonset Newt. Did not happen. Unlike you, it did not happen. I did serve, but it did not happen. I made it all the way through basic and into AIT. And then they told me, hey, guess what? We don't need you anymore. And I'm like, don't tell me that. I wanted to learn a foreign language, for crying out loud. Didn't happen.
I thought maybe they trained you at Fort Devens, or I guess that's CID.
That would have been interesting. Fort Devens up in Massachusetts. That would have been really interesting up in Massachusetts. No, whatever. Yeah. All right. yeah, boy, that's a real hellhole now, isn't it? Look at Cape Cod now, boy. I'm telling you what. What a mess it is up there. I mean, they just elected a Democratic sheriff that's going to let all the illegals do whatever they want.
Yeah. But you did time at Monterey. That's a gorgeous place, too. Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. I loved Monterey. I really did. So, I mean, Salinas was okay, but Monterey was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it.
Well, thanks, Dave.
Thank you for your service. We appreciate it. You actually went over and got hurt and came back, and you were one of the fortunate ones, and thank God for you, sir. You did not come back in a body bag. I just pray for that healing, and thank you for your service. And thank you for being a big supporter of the Power Hour. Wow, that is just amazing, isn't it? You know, what's not amazing is this mess going on with our elections right now. Mississippi officials are confirming that they were hit with a cyber attack on the state election websites. Yeah. We're just getting started. The fate of Congress uncertain, according to headlines, as Georgia prepares for a Senate runoff. Yeah, you got Lindsey Graham and everybody else up there. Come on, donate. Come on now. You know, this incumbent, this Marxist incumbent is not going to get reelected again. Smile for the camera, Lindsey. You just want to throw a cream pie. You know, put a cream pie. For those of you that are going to watch the reruns on Brighteon and Rumble, you can just see me do the cream pie in the face thing, you know, when I'm pushing at the screen. Wow. Some of these guys, I'm telling you, Congress is just dying to be made fun of. This is the whole thing is a uniparty joke. They're calling Pennsylvania blue Pennsylvania. Undecided state house races may cause party power shift. That's right. I mean, we're talking about the Republican-controlled state losing at least 12 Republican seats and could lose more. Because some of these, I mean, Democrat Mark Moffa, for example, has two more votes than Republican Joe Hogan in District 142, Bucks County. Neither candidate's an incumbent. It's a new district due to redistricting. And the totals aren't expected to change for days. Duh. They're having the same problems that they're having in Nevada and Arizona. I mean, it's just nutty. And, of course, 68% of unmarried women voted for Democrats compared to 31% who favored Republicans, according to the exit polls. See, so we had Paul Craig Roberts on. He pretty much spelled this whole thing out. And, of course, in Arizona, the vote counting has slowed down. And now they're expecting next week we're going to find out what's going on. More than 400,000 ballots. I'll guarantee you, if Carrie Lake gets in office, this is going to change. If Katie Hobbs gets in office, nothing is going to change. As a matter of fact, it's going to become more corrupt than it already is. And you know where the proof is in the pudding? Because of the number of people showed up with actual ballots. 17,000 plus people marched on the polls with their ballot in hand and said, I don't trust this election. Here's my ballot. I'm delivering it in person. Process it. And they went, oh my God. We don't have the capacity to Oh, wow. See, this is their problem. Here you've got Florida that can process over 7 million ballots and have an answer by midnight. And then you've got Arizona, which has way less people in it, and they can't process toilet paper. And, of course, the U.S. government, we've got an article there by Rutherford. The government's still waging war on America's military veterans, especially those exercising their First Amendment right to speak out against government wrongdoing. As reported first by the Wall Street Journal, the government even has a name for its war on America's veterans, Operation Vigilant Eagle. And you can read about this when you get your email blast. The suspect who whacked Paul Pelosi with a hammer wasn't Lizzie Borden. It was David DePape, 42 years old. He's now been indicted by a federal grand jury, according to the DOJ. If I had a hammer... Yeah, San Francisco police were watching DePape beat him in the head before they intervened. Why do you think they did that? Because they were defunded and they hate the Pelosi's for egging them on. Yeah, can we sing Peter, Paul, and Mary to that song? Why do you think that? Why did they let him whack him a few times before they intervened? Think about that. Why can't we see the body cams? Yeah, you see, there's something weird going on here. Yep. The state appeals court, and this is really interesting. Oh, this is only in Illinois can something like this happen because, you know, they don't like guns in Illinois. A state appeals court has upheld the murder conviction for a southwestern Illinois man who was convicted for killing a trespasser with a shotgun booby trap inside his shed. I mean, literally, if the guy was going to sneak in there at night, you could have put at least a bear trap chained to your shed, put an open bear trap. If he steps in it, it's going to chew off half his leg. No, he had to hook up a shotgun booby trap. And the guy trespassed, opened the door, and killed Jeffrey Spicer in September of 2018. And the appeals court said that William P. Wassman of Chester, Illinois, was not justified under Illinois law because he could have used non-lethal weapons as a means to protect his shed. The shotgun was placed in a vise on a table in the shed, so it pointed directly toward the door. The rope was attached to the gun's trigger, so it fired toward the door if it was open. A warning on the shed door indicated nobody should enter. Wassman said he also placed a table in his driveway and set up no trespassing signs to keep people off his property. And he was no longer living on the property at the time because of a fire at his home. Months before Spicer was killed, Wassman told an acquaintance he set up the shotgun to scare his previous burglar, according to trial testimony. Wassman said the gun wasn't loaded, however, when the acquaintance expressed concern. Wassman denied setting up the shotgun in interviews with detectives. On appeal, Wassman's lawyer argued Wassman's use of force was justified, but hey, now, I don't think he can do that because, see, justified use of force is when your life is actually threatened. And since Wassman wasn't there, sorry, I just have this distinct feeling you can't make a case out of that. And it's not legal advice, just common sense. How was his life threatened? It wasn't. Now, I know that, you know, we've been told by constables down here in Texas that if you catch people on your property and they refuse to leave, shoot them in the head, not the arm or the leg, in the head. We don't want to have to prosecute him. The justice system, you'll be doing us a big favor. You see, some people, that's how they think. You know, there's that mindset in certain areas of the country, whereas other areas, that mindset is non-existent. You try to defend yourself, and the next thing you know, you're in jail, and they're charging you with murder. Yep. Elise Stefanik, House Republican Conference Chairwoman, is endorsing President Trump. He hadn't even announced yet. Oh, but we have to, you know, at least, you know, put it out there. Oh, yeah, but see, here's the thing. The red wave turned out to be a red ripple. And the analysts are explaining why the GOP underperformed in Virginia. And a lot of them are blaming Trump for showing up. I don't know. You know, it's kind of a mixed bag of opinions out there these days, and everybody's entitled to one. But, you know, the saving grace is that a federal judge has struck down Biden's student loan forgiveness program. You see, because it's not equal protection of the law. We have contracts. If you look up Prosser and Keaton on torts, fifth edition, I think I have a copy of it up in my bookshelf here. Prosser and Keaton, it's on tort. No, it's over on this bookshelf over here. I have a giant law library here in my being a paralegal. I have to rely on Prosser and Keaton. That's K-E-E-T-O-N. Prosser is P-R-O-S-S-E-R. Prosser and Keaton's torts on torts, fifth edition. And I got the companion tort manual with it. And so if you want to find out about tort law, there's a great place to go to do your research, and it'll tell you all about what constitutes equal protection and what constitutes tort violation, what constitutes an actual damage. And before you bring a lawsuit in the federal courts, you have to understand that the system has changed so much that you have to prove that you actually have a cause of action. If it's a negligence claim, there has to be a reasonable duty of care by the other side who you are suing. If they have no reasonable duty to care for you, you have no suit. And if you try to sue the police department for not answering your 911 call, guess what? They're going to rule in favor of the police department because the Supreme Court said they can. Wallace v. New York. Look at these cases. They're all over the map. The cops do not have to come to your aid. And you want to know why Paul Pelosi got whacked with a hammer with the cops standing there watching him? They don't have to answer. You can't sue the San Francisco Police Department because of it. Yeah, because they don't respond and won't act. You can't sue. They're immune, too, because they fail to act. Yeah, Supreme Court said so. Don't you just love America? We'll be back with James and Angela Holland from Set Apart Farms after the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from ThePowerMall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at ThePowerMall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.